First Up continues. Aaron Korolnik and Carlo Kuliakovo with you. We've got Canada, Sweden in the World Hockey Championships at 9 a.m. An elimination game for both Canada and Sweden. It is the quarterfinals. And last night, a tough watch between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. A game I was fired up for. A 93-80 final. And no, this was not the 1990s type basketball. Well, it was the 1990s type basketball, but it was in 2022. To discuss that and what's happening tonight between Golden State and Dallas, Tass Mellis from No Dunks, from The Athletic, and a very, very well-known person in the city of Toronto from all the time he spent here. What's up, Tass? How are you?
I'm wonderful, guys. How you doing? Good to good to talk to you this morning.
Yes, one of the proud.
I almost wish that yesterday was an elimination game between Boston and Miami, so we don't have to watch those abysmal teams play offense again.
Well, and that's it, right? We know how good Boston's defense, Marcus Smart coming back, Defensive Player of the Year, and Robert Williams was a force inside, and Miami a great defensive team too. But Tass, I think I agree with Carlo. I mean, that's a tough watch. 93-80. It's 2022. I mean, we're supposed to see all great offensive performances. It was anything but last night.
Yeah, no. We got to stop with all the platitudes for the Celtics defense. Yeah. They're good. But there were so many opportunities for Miami just to score the ball. It was a rough watch on both sides. The Celtics couldn't score at first, but this is about the Heat barely getting to the 80-point mark and having so many opportunities. And I don't know, Carlo, if you can speak to this, but just watching, especially Jimmy Butler in the second half, toss up so many air balls, and he was primed to take over this game. This is Jimmy Butler. This is Jimmy Butler time. He has made it known he's a 16-game player in the postseason, started this series with a 40- and 30-point game. And even though the Celtics changed their defense a little bit to try and take away Jimmy time in the second half, they went smaller. They took off Robert Williams to go with Grant Williams. And the Grant Williams-Al Horford sort of duo giving Jimmy Butler a lot of space, not allowing him to get to the free throw line. I don't know if it's just the legs, Carlo, or that's my understanding of what happened out there, because the Heat couldn't count on Bam Adebayo to be a star. It really hurts to watch Kyle Lowry right now shoot the basketball. I mean, you go through the entire roster, the entire backcourt. They were relying on guys like Gabe Vincent, who were supposed to be supporting players, and Duncan Robinson, who they dusted off because no one can score. This was Jimmy time, and really, to me, yeah, he's on his last legs. It's just that he's out of gas here in this postseason. I don't know if it's, all the years of being Jimmy, Jimmy taking it upon himself to be who he is, but I think he's just out of legs here. It's just he's done, and so are the Miami Heat if he has no ability to hit rim. This is a guy who, who dropped 40 and 30 to start this series, but air ball after air ball after air ball, and the guy is this is what he's made for. But really, it feels like there's something going on physically with him.
Yeah, it's been painful to watch, and obviously, he's missed a couple games, so maybe he is dealing with something that is affecting that. But Miami, wow, it's like Jimmy Butler's struggles has been contagious throughout the lineup. You talked about Kyle Lowry and how awful he looks as well too, and they don't even have Tyler Hero in their available to them. And I'm not sure do we even know what's wrong with Tyler Hero? Like, what's up with this guy?
Yeah, it was a quiet groin injury that just kind of, that one kind of came out of nowhere. So it feels like there's just bodies on the floor at all times in this series. And I'm with you guys. I was expecting a monstrous game five with, they alternated really bad games through the first four games. And I expected them to come out with a lot of fire in game five, but I don't know what's going on here, but the Heat are dropping like flies, and here we are, late May. And, there's talk about, going back to sort of what happened in the bubble in Orlando in 2020 in the NBA, where, there's no travel, but, to try and compensate for what's happening now where there'd be more rest days in between instead of going every second day. I don't know. As you bring up the Tyler Hero thing, he could be so good for this team, and he's just going down. Like, I don't know if the travel even solves it. It just seems like they're running out of bodies, and there should be some praise for the Celtics stars. But a guy like Bam Adebayo, I think, for the Miami Heat, who had one really good game here through five games, been an all-star before, I thought, watching him through the regular season could be the guy that takes it to another level here in the postseason because he can. But he's healthy. There's no excuse there. And he's unable to take advantage of the Celtics bigs with Horford and Robert Williams. And then in the third quarter, because the Celtics knew that Jimmy Butler was the guy that they had to key on and Bam wasn't really going to take it upon himself to win this game, they said, all right, well, Robert Williams, you sit down. I think we're okay with going a little smaller with Grant Williams because we have to take away Jimmy Butler, and Bam did not take advantage of anything there. So, lots of excuses all over the board. But I think, as painful as it is for NBA fans here in the conference finals, we've had some duds, some disappointing teams, with the Nets and the Sixers and the Suns. I think we're primed for a pretty good NBA Finals between the Celtics and the Warriors. It sure feels like the rest will help out both teams. And I'm just being optimistic here. Got to be a positive beat. I think we'll be pretty good with those two teams when it happens on a week from today.
Our guest is Tass Mellis, the co-host of the No Dunks podcast and from the Athletic NBA as well. You mentioned Golden State, who are one win away from advancing to their sixth NBA final in 8 years. And we've been talking about this story for the duration of the playoffs so far, how this is the third phase of the Golden State Warriors. They had the original Steph and Klay and Draymond, and then Steve Kerr comes in, they win the title. Then Kevin Durant comes in. That's the second phase. And now this third phase with Curry, still one of the best players in the world, no doubt. Klay Thompson and Draymond, maybe not what they once were, but then you have Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole and the rookies, Kuminga and Moody, emerging as legitimate contributors. It's pretty remarkable that Golden State's been able to hold it together, Tass. And they had their, they're down 2 years after Durant and the Achilles losing to the Raps in the finals. But it's been incredible to watch how this team has maneuvered all these years and still maintain the same three guys who it all started with.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely one of the difficult things to do in the NBA is to continue a dynasty and be able to hand it off to another iteration of the team. It just doesn't happen very often. Friend Zach Lowe brought this up recently, that the Warriors are trying to emulate what the Spurs did and be sort of relevant for 20 years. David Robinson handed off to Tim Duncan, handed off to Kawhi Leonard, and that's absolutely what's happening. Not quite 20 years, but they're halfway there, and Steph doesn't get the appreciation, I think, because of his stature, really. And I mean, physically, he's just not a giant man the way LeBron is, but he's not really appreciated enough. I know we call him the best shooter in the game, but the way he's able to not only, change the game in terms of the way he's shooting, but in terms of the way he creates a clubhouse and a locker room that follows him and is able to just sort of enjoy the game like he does and work as hard as he does, and here we are. It is remarkable to find another iteration of this team, and it is pretty cool to watch. It sure felt like when Kevin Durant went down on the floor in Toronto there in Game 5 that could be the end of the Warriors. And you mentioned that two-year blip. But it is a really cool story to see them fly back and not give up on those guys that you mentioned in Kuminga and Moody, who haven't been big factors here in the postseason. But the fact that two 19-year-olds was the youngest. Kuminga was the youngest starter in NBA playoffs history since they started tracking that when he came out in that Memphis series. And Moody has been a bit of a connector here in this series because they've been injured. and they seem like they'll be connectors into a new era. They didn't give up on those guys. They still have James Wiseman as well. Jordan Poole has been phenomenal from a G League player to what he's become. You know, he's definitely mimics Steph and how he plays. So the way they bridged and could still do some damage in the next few years with Steph and Clay and all those guys, along with these guys. And they didn't give those guys up for veterans, which, you know, many fans were clamoring for. Let's go get some old guys to help out this team. But it's a cool thing for the organization to be able to have transitioned here. And, yeah, it's a pleasure to watch. It is. And Steph, dropping, 28 per game in this series. And, it's remarkable what he's done.
It'll be fun to watch tonight, see if Golden State can close out Dallas back at home. He is Tass Mellis, the co-host of the No Dunks podcast. You can also find his work at The Athletic, one of our primary exports here at Canada. One of our best. You got oil, you got maple syrup, and you've got Tass Mellis. Thank you for doing this, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Go Flames.
Go Flames. Wow, go Flames, not Oilers. Flames, interesting. Interesting. That's the Battle of Alberta tonight. And Tass, a long line of great Ryerson, I guess now Toronto Metropolitan University graduates who've gone on to do great things in sports media. Michael Landsberg, of course, one. Adnan Virk, Jesse Pollock. I'm missing a whole bunch. So, feel free to text us 105050 with all the Ryerson grads who've made it in sports media to the extent that they have. So, perhaps if you and I went to Ryerson, Coco, we'd be thriving like Tass Mellis. And I think your mic is off. And it is.
Sorry, didn't Mark Rowe go to Ryerson?
Oh, Mark Rowe, of course. Oh, my good. Oh, Mark Rowe's not going to be. Mark Rowe is the star of the volleyball team at Ryerson, just destroying beers at Mickey Finn's postgame after big wins at volleyball. All right, now it's time for the cue to call for our Fill My Ride contest. 416-870-1050. We gave away the keyword about an hour and a half ago, a little bit off time today because of the World Championship, so we're kind of working things through here. Give us a ring. Talk to 20 Fingers, give them the keyword of the day, and you could be getting $250 in gas money. And that's it for us. Canada, Sweden, coming up on the other side with Gord Miller and Mike Johnson on the call. I'm Karolnik. That's Koliakovo. Thanks to Arad. Thanks to 20 Fingers. The TGIF edition of First Up tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. sharp, Coco.
Ciao.